More than 2,000 years ago, Chinese emperors were buried in suits of jade. Domino-sized jade pieces were sewn together with thin gold wire, each of the hundreds of knots exact in size and shape. The burial gown and other examples of ancient Chinese civilization are on display in Mobile, Alabama, the first U.S. stop for a new traveling exhibit from China's National Science Museum. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Mobile is celebrating its tricentennial this year, and organizers believe this new exhibit, China, 7,000 Years of Innovation, is helping draw visitors to the Alabama coastal city. What they see are ancient artifacts that document Chinese history and culture.
Oh, cool.
Okay, everybody, he's going to make the bowl sink.
For example, this 50-pound bronze bowl filled with water, when you rub its handles, the bowl makes music. The show takes up two floors of the Gulf Coast Explorium, a science museum in downtown Mobile. The collection is from the National China Science and Technology Museum in Beijing. There's a huge working loom, the world's first seismograph, and wooden wheelbarrows and plows that predate similar inventions in the West. Eleanor Kulin is manager of marketing and education at the Explorium.
They're overall about 600 pieces. From their national collection that represent some of the key advances, agriculture, bronze making, architecture, porcelain or china that we know about, silk, medicine, and so on and so forth.
Chinese officials hope the exhibit leads to a new appreciation of Eastern culture. Professor Li Chun-sai of the China Science and Technology Museum heads the group's delegation in Mobile.
Science and technology should transcend national boundaries and belongs to and benefit all mankind. So, and also this is a very good opportunity for us to further strengthen the relationship and friendship between the Chinese people and the American people.
What makes the exhibit unique is that 12 of China's leading artisans are practicing their crafts live before museum patrons. Mr. Fu demonstrates a process that has been unchanged since 200 AD, as he drags a screen through a vat of glue to create a fine white paper.
The only way you can become a paper maker like Mr. Fu is if it runs in your family. Mr. Fu is a seventh generation paper maker, which means his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a paper maker, and they've been passing it down from generation to generation.
Tour guides take groups of school children through each of the so-called Living Treasures exhibits. There's a kite maker, a porcelain painter, a silk embroidery specialist, a paper cutter, a potter, and weavers. The students are impressed. Ontario Pringle and Gary Johnson are eighth graders from Phillips Preparatory School in Mobile.
Well, because at first I just thought they cooked Chinese food and all that, but now I see it's very complicated how they paint and stuff.
I just thought it was like a primitive country, like old, ancient type country. And I didn't know they could do all this.
The Explorium's Eleanor Kulin says a main goal of the program is to expose students of the Gulf Coast region to a part of the world most of them will never see firsthand.
And that's so important here in this part of the South, to give many of these kids a chance to go to China, in a sense, and also learn about a culture that many of us don't get exposed to that goes back through 7,000 years.
Nearly 40,000 school children from Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida will have toured the exhibit before it ends. China's 7,000 Years of Innovation closes in Mobile June 9th. Chinese officials say they are in discussions to take the exhibit next to Ohio and California. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.